In this tutorial, we will briefly review how to set up a new progress note from the Chart Central screen. Please keep in mind that your on-site trainer will go into much greater detail on all aspects of completing a progress note on the page. The Chart Central screen will display all of the patients that have an appointment scheduled in your office on a given day. At the Chart Central screen, the note field will display a general reason for the patient's visit. From this screen, you can create a new progress note for any patient by clicking the plus sign on the right side of that patient's appointment. A three-tiered screen will appear with a top section labeled Follow-ups. This section will hold a listing of previously created progress notes in this patient's account. You can click on any progress notes that are listed here to create a follow-up visit. The middle section of the screen is a listing of your problem templates. Based on the reason for the patient's visit, you can choose an appropriate template that will pull into the note as a starting point. The bottom section of the screen is an area that can be configured to hold certain documents that you commonly create. You can select the problem templates one of two ways. By simply clicking over the template, the text will highlight in blue, at which point you can click the Done button to open the progress note. If necessary, you can also select multiple problem templates that will be merged together when the progress note is created. The lightning bolt icon allows you to bypass pressing the Done button by instantly selecting the corresponding template. At the progress note itself, the first thing you may notice is the different The first thing you may notice is the different colored diamonds. The blue diamonds are questions that are pre-answered in your template. Typically, these are items that are very common with a particular problem. The red diamonds indicate an unanswered DocGen question that would be answered during the time of the appointment. When a red diamond is clicked on, the selection screen will appear where you can choose from an answer of When an answer is selected, it will be highlighted in blue, and when the OK button is pressed, you'll notice that the diamond color has changed from red to blue. If necessary, a blue diamond's answer is able to be changed at any time in the progress note. Simply clicking on that diamond will prompt the selection screen. When you select an answer using the lightning bolt icon, not only does it bypass clicking the OK button, but it will immediately forward you to the next component with a red diamond. A combination component allows you to choose from a group of options. A combination component not only allows you to choose from a group of options, but it allows you to designate the item as a positive or negative answer. By clicking once over the item, your selection will be highlighted in blue, indicating a positive answer. If you double click on If you double-click an answer, it will highlight in red and indicate the negative. Clicking either the red or blue lightning bolt icon will answer the question with its respective statement and will bypass the OK button. At the progress note, you can have the patient's known allergies and a full medication list displayed, which can be configured as one after another or as a listing. The patient history buttons access the history documents. The patient history buttons access the history document, which is stored separately in the chart, and will pull in current information. Which is updatable at the progress note, and it will be written back to the history document. Any vitals taken on the day of the appointment will automatically pull into the progress note. For the review of systems and exam sections, you can add or remove branches directly from the progress note by clicking over the link and selecting or deselecting the branches. Clicking on the symptoms link will prompt a pop-up to appear where additional components that were not defaulted at the template level are available. The components colored in green are present in the progress note, whereas the items in blue are not located in the note. You will notice that the bullets located to the right of some of these components. The bullet indicates this component counts towards the E&M guidelines. You can scroll through the progress note by using the standard vertical scroll bar, or instantly move to a specific area, or to instantly move to a specific area selected on the quick scroll list. At the plan section of the note, you can configure this to have one plan for all of the diagnosis codes, or one plan for each individual diagnosis code. Click the diagnosis selection button, and a screen will appear where in the top right corner, any previous diagnosis codes will be documented. You can select from this list of previous diagnosis codes, or you can search for a new code. In the search box at the bottom of the screen, you can either enter a description of the diagnosis or the diagnosis code itself if known. When the correct code is chosen, it will appear in the selected diagnosis field. Click the OK button to add it to the progress note. When the plan is created, you can use any of the buttons to generate your plan line for the diagnosis. Any option chosen here will automatically attach the diagnosis code to it. Another feature that can be configured with specific diagnosis codes are plan packages. If a plan package is set up, certain necessary items will be created, or the option to create them will appear in a pop-up when that code is used, such as a specific diagnosis code that would always require a lab order. That order will automatically be done if the code is set up as a plan package. To the right of the diagnosis selection is the CPT selection button. The CPT selection screen is very similar to the diagnosis selection, where you can search for the corresponding CPT codes or select from a list of any previously used codes. To the right of the diagnosis selection is the CPT selection button. The CPT selection screen is very similar to the diagnosis selection, where you can search for corresponding CPT codes or select from a list of any previously used codes. Previously used codes. Previously used codes. When all of the information has been entered into the note, click Close and Sign on the bookmark toolbar. This will automatically remove any unanswered questions. When all of the information has been entered into the note, click Close and Sign on the bookmark toolbar. This will automatically remove any unanswered questions, sign the note, and close it. Back at the Chart Central screen, you'll notice the patient now has a green feather at the right of their appointment. This indicates that the progress note has been closed and signed. A red feather indicates that the progress note has been created and it is open but unsigned. And this concludes the progress note overview video tutorial.